Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and praise the Lord Jesus. Welcome to our platform. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and we are excited to have you with us on today. We are celebrating 13 years as a virtual media ministry, and we meet live 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at 6 a.m. and Sundays at 12 noon. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdom leadership. We also have a powerful prayer altar. It is so powerful, we call it the Power Line. Here we will pray with you, pray for you, or maybe you just want to be around some people who know how to pray. The telephone number is 385-799-9729. We meet Monday through Fridays at 12 noon and then back again at 9 p.m. We also have Wednesday night Bible studies and Friday night praise parties. Are you interested in expanding your knowledge in the Bible and in business? Visit us at wealthkingdomuniversity.com and register for some of our Kingdom Theology courses. While you are there, sign up to receive our monthly newsletters and our upcoming events. Our website is lifewordjesus.org. We ask that you would like us and follow us on all the social media platforms. Well, enjoy the services today. Continue to return and invite others to do the same. The first time we call you visitor, the next time we call you family and friend. Blessings.
Good morning. This is Joanne Thurman, and I will be with you this morning. Thank you, Pastor, for that lovely welcome and for all the information that you just gave us. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We invite you in. Most holy and gracious Father God, it's once again your humble servant come to you. Thanking you for this morning. Early morning rising, last night's rest. Father, we're thanking you for our service this morning, early morning manna from heaven, from you, Father God. We're asking you to send your spirit down, Father God, and everyone that's on the line will be blessed, Father God. We're thanking you for the word this morning. We're thanking you, God, that you loved us first and you loved us best. We're asking you for healing of our nation today, Father God, and those that are standing in the need of you, Father, we're asking you that you would come into their lives, Father, give them a thirst and a hunger to run after righteousness, Father God. Father God, we're asking you to send down more love, Father God, because we're standing in the need of you. You are love, Father. And whatever we stand for, we know that you will supply, Father. Thank you for this opportunity to serve, Father. This is your service prayer this morning. Thank you. Amen. Well, once again, this is Johannes Thurman coming to you from Philadelphia. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is my pleasure to come to you today. I'm going to start with our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Today we're coming from Isaiah 63. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. All nations will come to your light. Mighty kings will come to see your radiance. But they will be surprised when you say, take me to the alley.
Mm-hmm. Blessed One, take me to the only ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say,
take me to the alley. You know, they were waiting for the Messiah to come, and they were making preparations for the Messiah to come. And when I heard this song, I really, really fell in love with it, and I was inspired. I was inspired by it. So I'm getting ready to, I'm just picking up my notebook. And we're going to begin. Take me to the alley. There were whispers of the Messiah's coming in the Garden of Eden after Adam and Eve sinned. Something had to be done to reconcile us back to the sweet communion and visitation from God. In Genesis 3:15, it reads, "An enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers, you will crush your head and you will strike his heel." This verse contains the first implicit promise of God's plan of redemption for the world. Ultimate victory for us in God over Satan and evil, prophesying of a spiritual conflict between the offspring of a woman, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the offspring of the serpent, Satan, and his followers. The whispering really was a command. A love gift for children loved by a wonderful God. Even back then, we recovered. Christ would be born of a woman from Isaiah 7:14 and would be struck to come upon through his crucifixion. They did pierce his side, hands, and feet. God was revealing his plan to defeat Satan and offer salvation to the world through Jesus himself. Hallelujah. It was the first promise of a redeemer. It was the beginning of a long line of prophecies concerning the coming Messiah, the one who would make things right between God and man. Yes, he would rise from the dead to completely destroy, to crush Satan, sin, and death for salvation's sake for us. Isaiah 9:4-6 promised that God would send them light and joy through the birth of a child who would break the yoke of their burden, in verse 4, and be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace in verse 6. So now they wait. The King is coming. The Messiah is coming. Messiah means the anointed one. The Greek word for this title is Messiah. Verse 7 says, he will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for eternity. But when Jesus arrived, the Jews expected a political resurrection, but they were in for a surprise. They got a king who said from John 18:36, my kingdom is not of this world. He promised everlasting life in heaven instead of a substantial life on earth. They were expecting a warrior, someone experienced in warfare, in struggle, in conflict. Most were ready to get their fight on. They were expecting a new improved Israel. They got the kingdom of God and freedom from slavery to the Romans. They got freedom from slavery to sin and judgment that followed. Many didn't believe he was the Messiah. That's why they were surprised, because he came in love. A fighter, yes, but on a different level. Fighting for our soul's salvation with his life. Isaiah 53:6 reads, the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. This song says, here I stand broken in pieces, certainly needing to be made whole. Damages were made that I could never afford, so mercy came and made the exchange. You gave me love, in exchange I gave you sin. You gave a touch in return for my sickness. You gave life when all I could offer you was death. What an unworthy exchange. Oh, Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. So now here I stand. I'm put back together. Certainly, it was you that made me whole. You took the mess that I made and made it something beautiful. And now I'm safe by extended grace. Glory, hallelujah. The King is coming. And the people waited confidently. They thought he would lead a revolt against Rome and establish an earthly kingdom. He came, bled and died, and because the suffering servant bore our sins and iniquity, we became God's children and can live in his kingdom for eternity. So it was culture shock when he said, take me to the alley. Here he is, the eternal, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, all righteous, all holy and glorious, 100% God and 100% man. He's in our world. He's here. And he says, take me to the alley. He didn't want to dine with the rulers or the kings in the land. No parties or celebrations with decorations and gaiety. He came modestly in a filthy stable, born in a manger. He had to be found. The shepherds searched for this unusual birthplace. The kings with the gifts searched following the star. Christ came in lying in a manger, not in a palace, not even in a home or a room, but outside in a coal stable, like a back alley. This was precisely the place God chose to showcase his entrance into our world. Entrance didn't fit, his person or his glory. But in it, we begin to see the glimpse of his purpose. He was born in a place where no one cared about and would fight to keep him out. No room in the inn. No room anywhere. We're so selfish sometimes to the needy. And there's a great need. But there was whispering in heaven at the very beginning of sin for the coming Messiah to rescue us with no condemnation. Glory. Attitude of mercy and love be made any clearer. He thought it not robbery to leave heaven, gold, his throne, chariots, and precious jewels, while angels sang, holy, holy, holy. Why would the most perfect one bemean his glory to save us? What an awesome gesture, a powerful statement that someone with so ultimate stature and status would do such a thing. This message was so needed to know about God. Now we all can approach him. All are welcome into his saving knowledge. All are welcome into his love. He has made himself available to us, not to be isolated by the well-to-do, but all, even those in the alley. He humbled himself before us so that we would realize that there is nothing God wouldn't do to bring us into the right relationship with him. Every day, he wanted to visit Adam and Eve. It's about fellowship and worship. Our God is an awesome God. Now, the King is here. We're no longer alone. Life in the alley. The primary role of alleys has traditionally been to hide the more unsightly functions of our communities. Examples, garages, garbage cans, transformers, meters, telephone equipment. There's all sort of activities going on too, like dogs and cats mating and fighting, prostitution, drug use and crimes, hiding places, homelessness, so much going on in the alley. There's a need. The King says, take me to the alley. In John 10:10, it reads, come if not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I noticed in this scripture that Jesus said, I am come. The King, whatever you need has come. Whatever you want has come. I am everything. I am that. So take me to the afflicted ones, the lonely ones, to the broken ones, the ones with issues that somehow lost their way. I am the God who sees, the giver of life and contentment. I will make you feel rich regardless of your circumstance. Lord God, our peace, the gracious King has come to the alley to save us, to heal us, to change our directions to the road of salvation, to call us friend. He wants us to befriend us. He proved it by his sacrifice in John 15:13. He laid down his life for us. Friend, come on over here where the table is spread in my garden and the feast of the Lord is going on. Where the table is spread, you'll find joy and peace. Seeking healing for your body and your soul is over here. Seeking for your soul salvation is over here. If you want the Lord to make you whole, if you need more strength and more power, it's over here. To lift you all your burdens and your pain, seeking for some joy in your sorrow, seek and you'll never be the same. God's friend, You are invited in the garden with the king. Yes, in the alley. Yes, it looks bad. But let us hold fast the profession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. Hebrews 10:23. He's a promise keeper. Peace, mercy, joy, love, hope, healing, deliverance. It's right here. Now, what you need is waiting at the table. Come on in into the King's Garden, a place of tranquility, abundance, acceptance, harmony, a place for growth of your inner self, your spirituality, happiness. In Song of Solomon's 4:12, it reads, a place of shelter and a shade, and also a place of protection. In the garden, you meet and greet in a relationship with the king in the alley. Rest. You'll find him there. There's still more good news. He says you'll have a pardon. Total forgiveness. Sins erased, a release to indicate that the actions or thoughts are justified now by faith and understandably forgiven. A pardon. You will have a pardon, lonely ones, hungry ones, tired ones. Just rest here in my garden.
The garden while the dew is still on the roses and the voice I hear falling on the sound of his voice is so sweet that a birthday heart has taken and the Thank you.
Ah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. We have assurance that we belong to Christ. But there might be someone on this line this morning who never invited Jesus in. You might still be living in the alley of the issues of life, unprotected, alone. So now is the time, the opportunity to let him in. Give your life to Jesus. You don't have much time. Give your life to the Master. He'll make your life sublime. Give your life to Jesus. He's waiting just for you. Just put all your trust in him. God will take care of you. Just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I ask you for forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn away from my sins, and I invite you to come in to my heart and my life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and my Savior. Amen. And if you spoke those words, you're saved. You're now the child of God. You're covered. Your life is anew. It's refreshed. Changed. You might still be in the alley. You might have some issues, but you're not alone. You're not walking alone. The angels are rejoicing. We're rejoicing with you. We're saying congratulations. Welcome to the family. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, my advice to you is open a Bible. Get a Bible. Read, study. So important to know God's word for yourself. Join a Bible teaching church. Come back to us 6 o'clock every morning, 6 days a week. There's a good word, good manna here. And tell someone that you're joined, that you're saved, that you receive Christ. Spread the word, hallelujah, the good news. Welcome. Now, this might be someone on the line who know Christ, who know of the love that you shared with them. Somehow, things might have got messed up, and you turned back, but all is not lost. Come back. God is waiting for you. This isn't taken by surprise. Come back. All is forgiven. That's how God is. He forgives us over and over. Repentance, deliverance. He's a good God. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Lord, we thank you for those that have received you from the pardons of their sins right now, Father God. Father, we're asking you to keep them, Father, in the due bounds of your great mercy. Show them the way, Father God, that leads to you. Father God, we're asking you to give them strength and courage, Father, even as they on this new journey, Father God, enlighten them with the delights of your pleasure, Father God. Send them your spirit, Lord, and understanding and wisdom. Let them learn how to use their first mind to follow, what you have in store for them with their journey, their destiny, Father God. Bless their families, Lord, in a special way, and in those that have came back. Father, we thank you for forgiveness. You said you will have a pardon. Thank you, Jesus, for your pardon, your forgiveness, even of us as our sins are forgiven, because the flesh is weak. But you're a forgiving God. So we're thanking you, God. We're rejoicing today for victory. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're coming down to the end of our service today. I truly hope that you enjoyed the message and the song Take Me to the Alley, which is a quite beautiful song. I turn it back my page. Pastor already gave us the announcements. Glory be to God. God bless her. So now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord cause the light of his countenance to fall upon you and give you peace, both now and forevermore. And God's people said amen, amen, and amen again. This has been Joannis Thurman, your hostess for today, signing out. Peace and grace be with you. In Jesus' name, amen.